final open seat on the City of Alliance Housing Oversight Board has been filled. Mayor Andy Grove informed Council Monday appointed Alyssa Hawkins to the post representing tenants. She's been a tenant for 5 years, but also has 8 years' experience as a landlord. Grove was previously asked to reconsider his appointments, which included 3 council members. 2 withdrew while the other stayed on. Grove later appointed Ryan Wittensoldner to a landlord representative seat. Council also passed an ordinance regulating sidewalk cafes. Councilman Philip Mastriani says paves the way for a potential downtown outdoor refreshment area. Members of Alliance Council growing impatient with the cleanup of the former site of the McCaskey Register Company. They expressed concerns Monday night. Demolition of the vacant South Union Avenue property began in 2021. Law Director Caitlin Wire says the administration will issue a notice to owner Marshall Land Company to finish removal of debris within 10 days. The city has not been able to cite the company for violations because it hasn't always been clear if demolition work was complete. Canton police investigating a stabbing Sunday night. A 29-year-old Canton Township man was stabbed in the back in the 900 block of 5th Street Southwest. Officers were notified around 10:30. A woman told police the victim showed up at her apartment and rejected her offer of help. Man was taken to Waltman Hospital where he's in stable condition. Police say he was not cooperative and did not speak to hospital staff. They do not have a suspect. Jackson Township police say a third-grade student who took a loaded gun to school last month obtained the gun at his grandparents' home the morning of the incident. Officers responded to Sauter Elementary May 16th for a report of a student with a .45 caliber gun in his book bag. A resource officer confronted the 10-year-old and took the gun. Police say he had made threats against another student and the resource officer. The boy was arrested and booked at the Stark County Juvenile Detention Center on charges of inducing panic and illegal conveyance of a deadly weapon. Jackson Township police have made an arrest in a shooting that sent one person to a hospital. Officers responded to a report of shots fired in the 5600 block of Lassiter Street Northwest the night of May 24th. Police say two cousins were arguing when one shot the other twice in the leg. The victim was taken to Mercy Hospital. Warrant was issued Thursday for 23-year-old Christian Huggins. He was arrested later the same day. He was booked into the Stark County Jail on a charge of felonious assault. Washington Township man died in a mowing accident Sunday afternoon. The Stark County Sheriff's Office says 68-year-old Leo Meidlinger was mowing at his property in the 11,000 block of Beach Street when the mower rolled down a bank and overturned into water. He was pinned under the vehicle until deputies and paramedics rolled the vehicle off him. Meidlinger was pronounced dead at Alliance Community Hospital just before 4 o'clock. The sheriff's office has asked the Canton Metro crash team to help with the investigation. Timothy Graham has been named president of Industrial Motion at the Timken Company. The move is effective immediately. Graham was also named an officer of the company. He was most recently vice president for engineered bearings and has been with Timken since 2003. President and CEO Richard Kyle says Graham's broad experience, expertise, and passion for strengthening the company will enable us to further scale and accelerate profitable growth for our Industrial Motion business. Graham replaces Christopher Coughlin, who's retiring after 41 years with Timken. 2 people were killed in Tuscarawas County when a motorcycle hauling a camper trailer overturned and slid off the roadway. According to the Highway Patrol, 44-year-old Jill Morris of Yorksville was a passenger on the motorcycle and was pronounced dead at the scene. Troopers later said the driver of the motorcycle also died. He was identified as 47-year-old Keith Morris of Yorksville. The crash happened shortly after 8 Sunday evening on eastbound Route 250 in Goshen Township. Neither person on the motorcycle was wearing a helmet at the time of the crash. The standoff in Tuscarawas County ended peacefully Sunday afternoon. Sheriff's deputies called to a Schneider's Crossing Road address just after 3 o'clock for a 26-year-old man threatening to harm himself. Sheriff Orvis Campbell said the man had been in a dispute earlier in the day and had possibly threatened a neighbor. Deputies were told there could be weapons in the house. After hearing loud noises from inside, deputies forced open the door. The man surrendered after being threatened with deployment of a canine officer. He was taken to the Tuscarawas County Jail. The Latonia Board of Education has agreed to settle a lawsuit alleging Sunshine Law violations. The board approved the settlement Wednesday. Columbiana County Judge Megan Bickerton last month granted the school district an extension until yesterday to plead, file a response, or the plaintiff dismiss. Brian Ames of Mogador filed the suit. He settled similar suits with the Columbiana, Crestview, East Liverpool, and United school districts. Cases against Wellsville schools in the city of Columbiana are pending.